things, it contains a much deeper philosophy than appears immediately on the surface. Getting things into a better order is the great secret of progress, and we are now able to fly through the air, not because the laws of nature have altered, but because we have learnt to arrange things in the right order to produce this result. The things themselves had existed from the beginning of the world, but what was wanting was the introduction of a personal factor, which, by an intelligent perception of the possibilities contained in the laws of nature, should be able to bring into working reality ideas which previous generations would have laughed at as the absurd fancies of an unbalanced mind. The lesson to be learnt from the practical aviation of the present day is that of the triumph and principle over precedent, of the working out of an idea to its logical conclusions, in spite of the accumulated testimony of all past experience to the contrary. And with such a notable example before us, can we say that it is futile to inquire whether by the same method we may not unlock still more important secrets and gain some knowledge of the unseen causes which are at the back of external and visible conditions. And then, by bringing these unseen causes into a better order, make practical working realities of possibilities, which at present seem but fantastic dreams. It is at least worthwhile taking a preliminary canter over the course, and this is all that this little volume professes to attempt. Yet this may be sufficient to show the lay of the ground. Now, the first thing in any investigation is to have some idea of what you are looking for, to have at least some notion of the general direction in which to go, just as you would not go up to a tree to find fish, though you would for birds' eggs. Well, the general direction in which we all want to go is that of getting more out of life than we have ever got out of it. We want to be more alive in ourselves, and to get all sorts of improved conditions in our environment. However happily any of us may be circumstanced, we can all conceive something still better, or at any rate, we should like to make our present good permanent. And since we shall find as our studies advance that the prospect of increasing possibilities keeps opening out more and more and widely before us, we may say that what we are in search of is the secret of getting more out of life in a continually progressive degree. This means that what we are looking for is something personal, and that it is to be obtained by producing conditions which do not yet exist. In other words, it is nothing less than the exercise of a certain creative power in the sphere of our own particular world. So then, what we want to do is to introduce our own personal factor into the realm of unseen causes. This is a big thing, and if it is possible at all, must be by some sequence of cause and effect. And this sequence, it is our objective to discover. The law of cause and effect is one we can never get away from, but by carefully following it up, we may find that it will lead us further than we had anticipated. Now, the first thing to observe is that if we can succeed in finding out such a sequence of cause and effect as the one we are in search of, somebody else may find out the same creative secret also. And then, by the hypothesis of the case, we should both be armed with an infallible power. And if we wanted to employ this power against each other, we should be landed in the impasse of a conflict between two powers, each of which was irresistible. Consequently, it follows that the first principle of this power must be harmony. It cannot be antagonizing itself from different centers. In other words, its operation in a simultaneous order at every point is the first necessity of its being. What we are in search of, then, is a sequence of cause and effect. So universal in its nature as to include harmoniously